Today, if all goes as planned, death row inmate William Sally will be executed in the state of Georgia. He's been on death row for the murder of his father-in-law since 1990. Today is his scheduled execution day, and unless a stay is granted by the Supreme Court or the Georgia Parole Board, his execution will be Georgia's ninth of the year, a record for the state, where the modern death penalty began in the 1970s, and the most of any state this year. As in 23 previous cases, Rhonda Cook will be there. She is a staff writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, but her job is also to witness for the public one of the most awesome expressions of state power there is, the power to kill the condemned.
Well, it's a job like any reporter has. We're supposed to be witness to things that happen in our world and then recount them to the public. So mine just happens to be covering executions and, in many cases, witnessing them as well as a media witness.
How many is this?
If this one happens, this will be my 24th.
And have you ever had the opportunity to say, you know, not today, or I've got to take my kids to a game, or I've got to be somewhere else?
I did one time a few years ago tell the Georgia Press Association, which sets up the print media witnesses, that I needed a break and I needed to skip that one. But otherwise, I have not. My editors are wonderful. They would give me that option if I wanted it. They've offered it, and that's the only time I've ever declined was that one time.
How could you tell that you needed a break?
I just felt kind of sad, oppressed, and that was pretty much it. I just needed a break.
Do you have a particular orientation to capital punishment as a journalist?
None. I've practiced for so many decades not having an opinion that I don't, and I have seen and felt the experiences of people on both sides, and I can empathize with both sides. So it's safer for me just to sit on that fence, so to speak.
Is there a perception of your role in the execution room at the time of the execution, Rhonda?
Well, they know that there are media witnesses there. I don't know if they know which group is that group. We sit on the third of three pews. We're on the back row. And sometimes the condemned will look at us, and sometimes he won't. I use he because only one has been a woman, and she did look at everyone in the room. But I don't know if they realize who we are. They just see the people in the room.
But the way you're describing this is as systematically as you've witnessed all these, I suspect you have an archive of memory of every single one.
This is going to sound horrible, but I don't remember them. And that could be something that my mind does to me. I remember the first one. I remember when we executed Kelly Gissendaner, and it's not because of her gender. It was because of her final moments. She sang until she could sing no more. And those two stand out. I always have to go to my list to remind myself of their names. So this could be just a defense thing for me, but I tend to shut them out once I'm gone and done with the story.
Do you expect that this execution will go forward?
I do, because the courts have been so insistent about this is too late. You're bringing it too late. We can't hear it. Of course, you know, I don't know. What do I know? It's a case pending between the Georgia Supreme Court and the U.S. Supreme Court. And obviously they don't confide in me. But so far, every single court has said it's too late.
And are you going to keep doing this?
I will do this until I am no longer a reporter and as long as they want me to.
Thank you so much, Rhonda.
You're welcome.